This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 113. DR is not the main thing to look at. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because people are putting too much importance on DR for making all their SEO decisions. Like buying domains for a private blog portfolio or as a metric for getting backlinks. So in this episode, we're going to talk about why you should stop focusing on DR. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. Okay, so before we do, some reminders, and let's do this very quickly. New episodes come out on Wednesday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's just the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, it's going to be a little bit after that. If you leave a comment on YouTube, I try to reply on Wednesday, but sometimes it's not until Thursday. If you enjoyed the podcast enough on YouTube to leave a comment, please subscribe. I'm trying to get 3,000 subscribers, and I'm very close. By the way, it tells me who subscribes and who doesn't, so you should subscribe. If you'd like to support the podcast on Patreon, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And if you have a question that can't be answered with a quick email, or if you need more comprehensive strategy or anything, you can set up a Zoom SEO advisory call. If you want to do that, you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. Okay, let's get started. Let's talk about why you need to concentrate less on DR, but you should still pay some attention to it. Okay, so some of you guys probably know this already, but let's do it quickly anyway. What is DR? DR is an Ahrefs, so that's the tool, A-H-R-E-F-S, Ahrefs. I said that funny, I'll say it again. Okay, there's a tool called Ahrefs. It's A, the letter A, H-R-E-F-S dot com, okay? Ahrefs.com. Ahrefs is an SEO tool, and one of their metrics or one of their values is called DR, which is domain rating, and it is a guess of authority. Now, we all know what authority is, but let's review it really quickly anyway. Authority is a measure of trustworthiness. How much trustworthiness does your website have? Okay, it's probably the biggest ranking factor. And if you remember from different episodes, there are four things you need to rank. Okay, let's go over them really quickly. One, no penalties. Two, content. Three, relevancy. Four, authority. Authority, while last on the list, is probably the most important rank. Well, it depends on how you look at it. It's the most difficult ranking factor to get, okay? No penalties, that's not very difficult. Content, that's not very difficult. Relevancy, that's not very difficult. Authority is difficult to get. It is the hardest thing to get, okay? Anyways, so here's super quick summary because we have mentioned this a lot before. There is one, this is as far as Google goes, okay? Every search engine is different. There is one measure of authority, okay? It is called PR, which stands for page rank. Page rank is private. Nobody knows what page rank is, okay? So because nobody knows what page rank is, other SEO tools created their own approximations of authority, okay? So a long time ago, PageRank was actually public. You could check the PageRank of any website or any web page on the internet, okay? But what happened was people doing search engine optimization were kind of leveraging that for their own benefit, and Google said, hey, we're not going to tell you this anymore, so it became private. Google still knows what it is, but nobody else does, okay? So then other tools came out and invented their own versions or estimates of PageRank or of authority, okay? So a very popular one is by Moz, okay? There's a tool called Moz, M-O-Z, and a very popular estimation of authority is DA, which is domain authority. That is a Moz estimate of authority, okay? Then you have Ahrefs. They have DR, domain rating. That is an estimation of what authority really is. Then Semrush has one. Semrush has AS, which is authority score, okay? Majestic has their own versions. They call them CF, citation flow, and TF, trust flow, okay? Every SEO tool mostly has their own version of authority. And the reason they all have these is because why? PageRank is private, okay? And because authority is such an important ranking factor, people want to know, what's the authority of my website, okay? So Google won't tell you, can't find out what your PageRank is, but you can find out what your DR is, or what your DA is, or what your trust flow is, or whatever, okay? Now, let's get into some of the problems with this, okay? So, as you know from the different episodes that we've made, there are numerous things that you need to look at when buying a domain or if you are getting backlinks from a website, okay? There are many things that you need to look at, okay? Not simply DR, okay? But people get this wrong, and the reason they get it wrong is because they want things to be simple. They want things to be easy. They want to go, ooh, I know, DR, I will just look at DR, and then I will know if I can get a backlink or not. No, you can have a high DR website that's terrible, and you can have a low DR website that's excellent, okay? DR is not a quick response to your question of, is this a good website? DR is, wait for it, an estimate of authority, an estimate. It doesn't even actually mean anything. It has no correlation with rank. It is an estimate of what your authority might be according to the specific program that is running it, okay? Which is why Ahrefs will tell you something different from Semrush, which will tell you something different from Moz, which will tell you something different from any other program you're going to use, okay? So look, is DR useful? Yeah, we use DR every day, but is it the main thing you should look at? No, of course not. Of course not. Look, I have another episode. It's called How Much DR Do You Need to Rank? Okay, you should probably go listen to that episode. But there's a lot of things that you need to look at when deciding if you're going to buy a domain for your private blog portfolio and deciding if you want to get a backlink from a certain website. There's a lot of things you should look at. And I have multiple episodes on all of these topics. But people keep asking me the questions, and people are asking me, hey, Grumpy SEO Guy, do you have a course that explains all of this? Like, okay, first of all, no, because I literally teach it for free in the podcast, okay? So there's no reason to make a course because I already teach it for free, okay? But second of all, and I'm slightly joking when I say this, but if you want me to make a course where I put all of this stuff together, okay, and sell it, by the way, let me know in the comments. Like, I actually will, even though I've already shared pretty much everything that you need to know for this, probably 99% of what you need to know for this in the episodes. But if you want a course where like everything is all together, okay, and it would probably be like a cheat sheet and maybe a book and a video or something, okay? I'm not exactly sure yet. It would definitely be the best material on this that exists, because as you know, Grumpy SEO Guy is the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work, and I'm pretty sure it's the most complete SEO source of information that exists anyway, because I'm pretty sure I'm the only person who is teaching SEO who actually understands SEO and has experience doing SEO. Anyway, look, so if you want the ultimate guide to buying, I don't know what I call it, the ultimate guide to buying domains for building your own private blog portfolio or something. I don't know. Let me know. I'll put together a course. It's funny to me that people literally keep asking me, like, I already teach it all for free. I'm being serious. I want to do what is easiest and best for you. So if you want it all together in like one location or something with like a document or I don't know, like a book or a cheat sheet or something to like help you through the process, then let me know and I'll try to make that for you, okay? But here's the other thing. Because we've actually been doing it the same way for the last, oh, probably 12 years at this point. Like 11 or 12 years. And like, mostly the same. But here's the thing, okay? Look, people, this would only be for like a small number of people, okay? Because people don't want to learn. People just want to be told how to do a thing. Like nobody, okay. So when I make episodes that are like, here's how you do a thing, everybody loves those episodes. And when I make episodes that explain a theory, people don't like those episodes as much. But those episodes are more important, okay? Because you need to understand the basis for something to work, okay? That's the reason why we make episodes like the one called How to Tell If Something Is a Ranking Factor. If you understand the way it works, then if there's changes in the future to how a search engine, you know, determines what's important or not, it won't matter to you because you'll understand how it works. But if you're just following a guideline, first I do this, then I do this, then I do a different thing, and then the rules change, you're not going to know what to do because you don't understand how SEO works. Okay? So I could make my problem. I could make a cheat sheet that explains how to do all the things, but if you don't understand the theory behind it, as soon as a little thing changes, it's not going to make sense to you anymore. I don't know. That's why I make those other episodes. Anyway, if you want a course, let me know. I'll make one. I wasn't planning on doing it, but if you really want that, let me know. I will try to put something together. Okay. So anyway, look, people like DR and they like things like that because they want everything to be easy. They want it to be easy. I just want to see the number and then I know which domain to buy. But they forget that there are other things that are more important. Like that domain has good DR, but is it spammy? That domain has good DR, but was it used as a casino? That domain has good DR, but do its backlinks make sense? That domain has good DR, but is it penalized? It's not about the DR. Okay, so I have an episode where I tell you that I think I'm trying to think how I said it. So this might not be quite right, but it was talking about number of backlinks because everybody always focuses on number of backlinks, which is probably the least important factor that exists, okay? And I said, for a week, I want you to not even look at the number of backlinks. Now, obviously, you need to look at number of backlinks, right? Because it can indicate, like, too many backlinks from the same domain can indicate, like, some uncertainty going on with the domain, right? Or can indicate some confusion going on with the domain, right? So, like, you don't want to ignore number of backlinks, but it's not like more is better. Okay, it's not like more is better. So anyway, look, I said, so just for the next week, whenever you log into Ahrefs or whatever tool you're using, don't look at number of backlinks, okay? You should look at number of referring domains, but not number of backlinks, okay? Anyway, I want you to not look at DR just for a little bit until you stop focusing on it so much. I want you to not look at DR. I want you to look at all the other things. I want you to look at, do the backlinks look spammy? Do the IP addresses look spammy? Okay. How many referring domains does it have? How many backlinks does it have? Where are the backlinks from? Okay. How quickly does it get backlinks? Okay. I want you to look at all of the normal things that we talk about, but not DR, because you are putting too much emphasis on DR and it's not as important as you think it is. Okay. Okay. So again, yes, having good DR is kind of important. We do look at it, but it's not what makes the decision for us as far as getting a backlink or buying a domain, okay? Because there's so many other things that you have to look at in consideration to the DR, okay? And I don't know how to explain this. And again, people, like, I can tell people are getting like aggravated with this episode because they're like, grumpy SEO guy, just tell me what a good DR number is. You're not understanding the concept. SEO is not about DR. Higher DR is not definitely better, okay? People who are starting to understand SEO, they're starting to understand SEO. They will email me and say, why does this website outrank this other website when it has less DR? Because DR doesn't mean anything. DR is Ahrefs' guess of how much authority a website has, okay? And It doesn't mean anything though. Why? Because search engines don't use DR. DR is an estimate. It is an estimate of PageRank or whatever the real authority is, okay? It is an estimate of the real authority, okay? And there's other factors besides just authority. Remember, there are four factors that you need to rank. We talked about them earlier. Let's talk about them again. One, no penalties. Two, content. Three, relevancy. Four, authority, okay? So just because DR is higher doesn't mean a page ranks better, okay? Just because DR is higher doesn't mean a website is going to rank higher, okay? Because there's three other things you have to consider. But also, even if everything else was the same, DR doesn't matter because search engines don't use DR. DR is an estimate of authority, okay? I don't know another way to say it. It doesn't, because it's an estimate. Like, it's an estimate, okay? I don't know another way of saying this. Higher DR does not mean it ranks higher. Higher DR does not mean a website is good. Higher DR does not mean a domain is good. It just means it has a higher estimate of authority. Authority is extremely important, okay? But there are other things you have to look at besides DR, okay? And I think a lot of people that are fans of Grumpy SEO Guy understand this, because I've had emails from some of you and I've had meetings with many of you, and some of you are doing a very good job, okay? Most of the people that I've met with have been doing a very good job building private blog portfolio. But some people are just like, I don't get it. Here's two domains. Which one has one has higher DR. Should I buy that one? Is it better? It's like, did you look at any of the other things? Well, no, but this one has higher DR. Okay, but do you remember all those episodes where I explain all the things you have to look at? Yes, but this one has higher DR and that means more authority, right? No, I don't know what to say to you, because I've literally never said that. I've literally never said more DR means more authority, because DR is an estimate of authority. I've literally never said that more DR is better than lower DR. We often buy lower DR websites because they look better than higher DR websites, okay? Why? Because DR is one thing of many that you have to look at, okay? It is one thing out of numerous things that you have to look at. So stop focusing on DR. Stop buying backlinks based on the DR of the website. Stop buying domains just because of DR, okay? Stop doing those things and focus on the manner in which these things behave together and look at the full picture of the domain, okay? We have episodes that explain that, by the way. And finally, let me just say this. So look, DR is a nice metric. Again, we use it all the time, but it is not what causes us to make a choice about buying a domain or not, okay? If all of the other factors are better, but on a different domain, but some other domain has higher DR, we'll buy the first domain where everything else is better, okay? Okay. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday for another episode.